Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Unicorn Oscar, looking for Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Victor Tango.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Victor Tango, answering back to Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar. I hear you loud and clear.
Very cool. These Lynx repeaters are amazing. You gotta love that. Very cool.
They are the bee's knees.
W8FU. Good morning. What is going on in the AB8Y universe?
Off to the big tower in the sky. Fun this weekend, went up and did radio for snowdrifts.
You got a lot of snow up your way?
Yeah, maybe 1.5 to 2.
All right. You're talking about Saturday night, Sunday, or did you get that yesterday?
I think it was Saturday to Sunday. I'm not sure. I was up north.
All right. I just wanted to be sure you didn't get another. But, yeah, we got less than that. We got about half an inch, maybe an inch tops. I don't think it was an inch. And it was all light and fluffy, so there's almost nothing on the road. Just you can see the grass poking through in most places. So we are, I mean, there's snow's pretty much covering the grass everywhere, but not that much.
Yeah, that's the nice thing with this winter is the snow has come and not really gone away that much. Last year it was like I'd plow it and then a couple weeks later all that steam in my plow pile would be gone.
I'm sure you enjoyed that, being a skier and all.
Yeah, it definitely helps having snow.
Oh, man, I had a skunk go off somewhere really close to my house this morning. I walked out and went, whoa! And I just can't, you know, it doesn't smell, you know, real strong, but I keep getting whiffs. It's like stuck in the car. Man, it's a powerful stink.
Sure, the neighbors aren't just puff up.
You were a little rough on that last one, but I think you asked if I'm sure it's just not all the Chiba smokers running around. Nah, it's a little different. They're definitely very, very similar, but distinct.
Yeah, kind of on the fringe of high. Get on the 75, I should be fine.
So what town do you live in now? What What's the actual RFD?
In Flushing Township. Flushing City and Flushing Township. I'm in the township.
Roger. Oh, man. I don't know that I'd enjoy that commute. Work pays for gas, though, doesn't it?
No, I pay for gas. They just pay for all the oil changes and tires or whatever else I would need.
Oh, okay. So that's one of the pool cars, and you use it until you turn it in or something? Probably assigned to you.
It's an employee lease, so we go in there and into the system and they want to get this car, and they have, each car has different rates on what it would be. They have, you know, there's kind of three different options, so whatever they're trying to push or whatever, they'll give you a lower rate on it, but it's, you know, like 1.1% MSPR is your lease rate, and then you pay that out of your paycheck, and you cover your insurance and your repairs and collision and all that stuff, and you know, you gotta just put gas in it and drive it and tell them what you think of it every month.
You gotta pay? Man! I thought you got a free car.
No, I'd have to get like three promotions in order to get that.
Well, get working, man. You got to get to this. So you got to Peter Principle your way up to incompetent position of incompetence. That's generally what I find. Why do you think I got a car?
You've always had a company car, haven't you? As a work vehicle?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yes. The dynamics are a little different than just straight up company car. But yeah, for the most part. Well, and I would say not always. I think in the 90s I didn't have one, but ever last 30 years probably, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago, our program wasn't kind of like iffy, if it was better to get an outside lease or do the employee lease, but now it's like there's no question. It's just, everything's gone up so much, definitely worth it.
There you go. Well, I wonder where Anthony and Dakota are this morning.
Sleepy.
Who knows? But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they calculate. I mean, when you say employee lease, do you mean the same thing that you'd walk into a dealership as a, you know, and just, I was getting Chrysler employee lease for a hot minute. And I think there was the one, which was the friends and family, and then there was the actual, I forget what they called it, this, but there's a different number. You get the actual employee lease. And that one can extend out to immediate family, I think. Is that what you're talking about, or is it something more aggressive?
I guess it would be something more aggressive. It's that, what you're talking is like the employee discount. That's just where you're buying a vehicle. This is, like, I don't own the vehicle. I believe it's titled into, you know, whatever, Penske or whoever manages the fleet, but essentially it's a fleet vehicle, and I'm just paying to use it.
Okay, yeah, so I, all right, that's kind of what I thought. So, I don't mean to belabor this point, but I'm sure beating a horse on it. So you get a significantly better deal than just walking in and getting the employee discount. Although I lease a couple using employee lease. You know, the deal was decent. You know, it wasn't, you know, earth-shattering. But now you got to, well, I guess you wouldn't have to pay tax on that because you're paying for your use. See, I got to pay tax. At the end of the year, there's a whole metric to figure it out. You got to figure out the number of miles, you know, that are commuting. And then you have to, there's a formula they calculate it against, and then they charge you. They add that to your income at the end of the year so that, you know, you pay tax on it. So, but you probably avoid that because you're paying usage monthly, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I believe so. It wasn't, I don't believe I would have to do anything with that. I haven't.
No, I think that's purely for, those that don't pay, you know, those that just get a, and now I don't know if your people, you know, like you said, three promotions up, the ones that are actually getting a fleet vehicle to take home at no cost. I don't know if they're doing it. They should be, because technically that's a benefit that should be taxed. So they, what they do is they just, there's a formula for figuring out, you know, what the amount is that, you know, of use that you receive as a benefit. I mean, it's not bad at all, but still, you know, it's got to be accounted for technically. I don't know of any way around it. But my place wouldn't figure out a way around it if they could. I remember a while back I did something and they were doing it kind of wrong, and everybody was having trouble with the IRS over this, and I figured out exactly what was wrong, and I went to him and I said, this is exactly why this is wrong. You know, you're reporting this as income, and this is pre-tax contributions, or our post-tax contributions. It's already taxed money, and you're reporting it as new money. And then I showed them and everything. I explained to them. I told them what. And because they were reporting that way, everybody was, you know, getting these bills, these big bills for a tax. They're like, no, this money's already taxed. And it was a real fight. Everybody eventually wins, but, man, not without threatening letters and all this other stuff. It was, you know, not for the weak at heart, man, because you're getting those threatening letters. We're going to, you know, take your house or garnish your wages or something like that. And, you know you're right, you're going to win. Countless other people have done it, but everybody has to go through the dance. And such a simple little cure they could do on our end to solve that, they were unwilling.
We probably have the little advantage of their test vehicles that they're taking home for evaluation. That kind of deal. I don't know, but they got gold stars on them. That's how they know that they're the free vehicles. They'll put little gold stars in the windshields, the little penny stars. They get to park in the special spot at CTC and everything.
Yeah, that would do it. If your commute is part of the work arrangement for the, you know, because you're testing and it's an auto manufacturer, yeah, they could easily probably get around that, because that's, hey, man, that's just work time. Yeah, never thought of it. But being an auto manufacturer, that certainly could be. I bet you they don't pay a dime. And I see it. I, you know, like you said, that apparently that's why they're doing it, so.
Yeah, I know there's some groups that, like your vehicle integration people, they just, they don't even own cars. They just take M plates home. It's just sign out a new M plate tonight.
Yeah, one of my buddies worked in Milford at the Proving Grounds out there, electronics. They did all the electronic systems in the cars and, you know, whatever. Grab an M plate, always the coolest cars. And, yep. So, well, you gotta, that's when you get the Wildcat, you know. Get to take that to and from work.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll let us do that. I know when, with the Viper, you had to have special permission or take that home after one of the VPs got killed or something. But, I was at Snowdrift this weekend when a couple of the guys that I was working with were from Milford, and yeah, they had their M plate vehicles out there. Yeah, they don't let us do that.
Does GM even have anything as crazy as the, what is it, Hellcat, Wildcat? What was that just absolute crazy powered vehicle? I don't even know if GM even has anything of that magnitude.
The Corvette, of course, but I'm sure the Camaro had something to compete with it, and well, the Mustang was doing that, the Hellcat, the beast of a motor, and got killed by the CEO. Sean's ordering his coffee.
Ah, okay. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad, just headed into the office.
Sounds like fun, me too. Well, indirectly I am too. I had a couple stops to make, got a late start this morning, so we'll see. I'll get there eventually, though.
Yeah, we'll just get to be on the clock during the commute or personal errands?
Personal errands. I'm trying to find some rock salt. It's in very scarce supply Southeast Michigan right now, and I'm about out. Want to have it for the snow coming up Wednesday into Thursday, and then again on Saturday.
Guess worst case, you get some water softener salt and throw that in there.
Sorry about that. Good morning, Anthony. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sean. You're paying for coffee today. No more free ones, huh? Yeah, I could always get water softener. I'm also not that worried about it. You know, I would like to have it, but I can just try to do a good job shoveling and not have to worry about it from there.
Do it, Sean.
Okay. Yeah, good morning. I got free McDonald's breakfast today. All I had to do was pay $8, and it was they handed it to me. That's the conditions of the offer. But anywho, I didn't catch what we were chatting about. I pulled up the Mickey D's and they wanted some secret code, and I had to do the water buffalo handshake and all this stuff, and I turned the volume down when I got to the window. So I checked out there for a minute or two. But I'm just about at my destination, so I'll make one more. I don't know where we're at. Go ahead, Lance. I think, yeah, you'd be next, right?
Leeds Avenue is trying to find some rock salt in the city. Not having any luck, even though he's probably sitting on top of a ton of it.
Yeah, you know, I stopped at like five or six places yesterday, and nobody had any. Oh, we got some coming, but we'll see. Like I said, as concerned as I am to get it, I'm not that concerned. It makes things far more convenient if you have it. But, yeah, you know, make that comment about sitting on top of it. I heard from I don't even know if he knows what he's talking about or it's just hearsay, but that there's, like, they're not mining salt right now in the Detroit salt mines. I'm not quite sure why, but according to this guy who, you know, may be a reliable or unreliable source, he says that there is no salt mining happening. So that could be part of the reason I'm struggling to find rock salt. Over to you, Sean.
Well, I can't speak to that, but I do know on Saturday, I think. Pretty sure it was Saturday. Could have been Sunday. But I went to Menards and got some. They were going through it pretty fast. And then I went to Farm and Tractor Supply, and they told me at the register, they go, you need salt? They go, you better get it now because I'm going to be out by the end of the day. I said, I just bought some. I was at Menards. He goes, they got a lot. I go, well, they got some. He goes, well, I know where to send people. So they were starting to, there was a threat this weekend. I grabbed a couple of bags. They should be good until the stocks get replenished. I bought a bag of the pet-friendly stuff for the back, and I bought a bag of the regular stuff for the front. All right, anyhow, gentlemen, I am here. I'm going to get inside and start my day. I'll be back in a bit. But when I'm inside on the radio, talking is a luxury I often don't have. W8FU.
All right, 7-3, Sean. My well water has salt in it, so, worst case, I'll just cut out the garden hose and spray down the driveway.
I don't know that it works that way, Lance. But, hey, I'm at my first stop. I'm going to hop out and check and see if they have any rock salt here. So I will, I'll be back on in a little bit listening in. This is K8RUH. I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, it works on our water. It's not even drinkable. It's good for washing dishes and showering. That's about it. Flushing toilets. Even an RRO, it hasn't really been the best. 7-3, so you'd be like.
K8RUH.
KCAKJL, good morning, from K8BB. Name is Don. I think we spoke before. It's been a while.
Probably, more than likely. How's it going this morning? Hanging out in the good old town of Canton today.
I missed the town. Where was that, you said?
Going to camp. Over there by appointment.
Okay, yeah, I know what camp is. Yeah, I'm actually just out running an errand myself, but I'm going to be out here for about an hour. I'm going to test the western coverage of the West Bloomfield repeater. I'm going to head out to Howell. Just got to pick something up. Just a personal matter, not a business matter, but I thought, well, I'll see if the repeater stretches out that way with the new antenna. Just in Waterford now, and it's really strong here, but that makes sense.
Yeah, I've been up that way here. Usually I can hit the Warren Tower from, well, I don't know, Novi, maybe somewhere around there. I forgot what other one is up there, but I think I tried the Bloomfield one before.
Yeah, the West Bloomfield one just got a new antenna and got a new amplifier and seems to be working very well. So I just thought I'd see if it goes out there today. Although I've got to take a business call probably about 9 o'clock. So last there. Last week or so. I think it was last week, in fact. So it's been real recent. It's been, it had real good coverage a few years ago, but a year or two ago, there were some issues, and it just took some bureaucracy and red tape, I think, to get things fixed up, but that's just to the best of my understanding. So yeah, so if you're out of maybe a week ago, you're probably, probably got it. We're in the new and improved version.
You're heading west of the repeater, so I'm almost giving up one. I'm going to try to hit it when I get up to 275 and see what the coverage is out there, see how many outermost things.
Very good. Yeah, it's just stopped at Starbucks and got my coffee for my drive. So. I didn't look at the map to see, it says there's 28 miles to go, so it's just not, it's not freeway driving for me, so it's not super fast. But anyway, where are you coming from that you're heading to Canton?
Drive ever.
I Someone actually told me, I know where Siebeling is, believe it or not. I have a friend who grew up there, so he's the only reason I have any idea where that town is. Depending on where the storm's coming from, that area's got, you know, it can get pretty bad lake effect just from the bay. It can be yucky. I haven't looked at any of the models that's for whatever's supposed to be coming. I have no idea if it's supposed to be lake effect or if it's, you know, a cold front meeting a warm front or something. I don't know. I haven't looked at that yet.
Yeah, I looked it up. I only did a quick look on it where I live. It's supposed to be between 3 and 7 inches over the course of this the storm. So we'll see. There's no way on this wonderful earth of ours that I'm going to travel to the west side and then hit it last week on when that windstorm, and well, I was blown all over the bridge. So no, thank you.
Well, hopefully it's an easy cleanup. I don't 3 to 7 inches, okay. I guess I don't remember what they said. I'm in Pontiac, so it's, you know, basically the same. Although I think, yeah, obviously where you are north, it can skew a couple inches more or less depending on the track. I sometimes think I'm the luckiest person in the world. I live in a real old neighborhood. I only have a shared driveway, and so, you know, that's not always great. But the neighbor that I share the driveway with, we've been there for 20 years, so it's, you know, get along well. And he's retired, and so anytime we get lots of snow, he gets out and snow blows the driveway for us, and you know, then we'll reciprocate and we'll shovel the sidewalk, you know, on the walkway up to his house and stuff like that. But he usually gets the driveway, and it works out well. That's the big hard part. He has the world's yuckiest snowblower. So it's only good for 2 or 3 inches at a time. So if we're getting a lot of snow, he'll go out and he'll do the first 2 or 3 inches and go inside and drink some coffee and then come back out a couple hours later and do the next 2 or 3 inches. Because if he waits till it's 8 inches, his snowblower will do nothing. Usually I don't have to worry about that.
Well, I have my own driveway, and my neighbor's is right across a little patch of grass. They have crushed limestone for theirs. I have crushed asphalt, so I don't have a concrete driveway. Sidewalks are, but what happens is you shovel it, and then I shovel the space in front of the house where I park my van. And then the guys from the DPW come down and they blast it all in front of my van again. And mine's a little transit connect, so it doesn't like get stuck in the snow. So it just gets stuck in the snow. So I talked to the DPW guys, and they're pretty good about throwing some salt down in front of my house so I can get up the street. In the past couple snowfalls we had, I was at work, and the DPW guy came over and he actually shoveled in front of my house for me, just plowed it so I could have a place to park.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it just feels, it's all in who you know. I'm in Pontiac, so the city comes through with, there's so many inches of snow, you know, that they meet the threshold, then they'll come through and plow and salt. And they usually get my street pretty early on in the process, I think, whereas it's an emergency route or a school bus route or something. So we're usually pretty early on when they do it. Occasionally a little too early. You know, come through at 4 a.m. and plow it, and it's still snowing at 8. But anyway, they you know, block up the driveway and block up the walkway, and you're going to get out and shovel that mess. It's the way of the world, I suppose.
Well, I'm not a bus route, right up the road. I live down the street from police, fire, city hall, you know, and the city offices and stuff like that. But over the years, I've gotten in good with DPW. that, I'm like, hey, you know, when you plow down my street, I said, you blocked me in. It's really hard, and with a bad back and bad shoulder, it makes it more difficult, so. He's like, yeah, we'll go down there. I said, would you mind throwing some salt in front of my house, too? And that's what he does. And you can see the definite, when they come down the street, when the plow, you know, they plow the street anyways, but, they'll turn on the spreader and throw it right in front of my house. That helps, too, that, I'm part of the city.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to sign out for just a minute. It's 9 o'clock. I'm going to make a phone call here while I've got some time in the car. And I'll jump back in a little bit. If I miss you, drive safe. And if I'm out of range of the repeater by the time I get back, I'll catch you later. Okay, nice chatting, and we'll catch you in a bit. KCAKJO, KABB.
GQ mobile monitoring.
KF8 BPA mobile listening.
K-A-A-U-G-Q Mobile.
K-E-H-U, question mark, question mark. Can you make it clear, please?
Uniform Golf Quebec. And sorry, I missed yours as well. Name here is Mark. Go ahead.
Uniform Golf Quebec. K-8-U-G-Q. This is K-5-BPA. Vladimir, I'm mobile. I'm not far from that repeater. And my K-8 is Southfield, generally speaking, but I'm now mobile with my HD inside the vehicle. Back over to you, Mark. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Sorry, I did miss the call again on your end, but yeah, I'm mobile up here in Waterford heading to Clarkson to my office. I guess I'm not too far from where the repeater is located. Spoke to a gentleman, I believe it was last week, who's a patrol op, and very familiar with that location since I've kind of grown up in the area here. Anyway, back to you. This is K-A-8-U-G-Q.
Kilo Alpha 8, Uniform Golf Quebec. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Alpha, and my name is Vladimir. I'm mobile. I'm driving Orchard Lake, right, not very near to that repeater. Thank you, Mark, and your signal is good, but your signal is pretty good, but audio is kind of, well, maybe you speak too close to the microphone. I don't know. Well, ask somebody else, okay? Thank you very much, Mark, and talk to you later. K-5-BPA, over and out.
Excuse me, Vladimir, okay, thank you for the report. I did back off from the microphone a little bit. This is only my second go around. I've got an HD mobile in the car as well, although I did put a window mount out so I could get the whip out to the outside. So anyway, nice to meet you this morning. KF8BPA, this is K-A-8-U-G-Q. We'll be continuing to monitor for a few more minutes. 73.
KF8BDT, KF8BDT.
I heard another KF8 call in there, K-A-8-G-Q, go ahead.
Hey, everything is sounding good over here, so you're sounding very good. That wouldn't change anything.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that report. I've just got the rig set up in the car, and I haven't had much of a chance to play with it, so this is, like I said, only my second go around. But yeah, you're coming in full quieting as well. I'm not sure where you're located, but no problem copying you. Call again here is Kilo Alpha 8, Uniform Golf Quebec. Name is Mark, and we'll be monitoring for just a few more minutes from up here in Clarkston.
Hey, Roger that. This is KF8BDT, and we're just blasting into the BERT repeater, which is up there by Frankenmuth, and you're sounding good. I'm actually over here by Oakley, about 10 miles north of Owosso, so looks like it's snowing out there, so we'll just make sure all them people out there are nice and safe and get ready for the snow coming tomorrow.
That. I just got back from a long weekend in Arizona where it was in the 70s, so it was a little bit of a, not a shock, this was Michigan. Yeah, my first go-around on this repeater was with the control off of the West Bloomfield one, and he did mention that there was an extensive link-up between several different repeaters, so that's very cool that I'm getting all the way up to, I believe you said, north of Owosso on a 440 rig. So
So anyway, thanks again for that report. I'm just a few more minutes from work, so I'm going to hand it back to you, and I'll be quick on your final. I did catch that it was KF8UDT, I believe, KA8UDT.
Yeah, roger that, roger that. Yeah, I'm sure it's a little different than that Arizona. Definitely a little different than the Arizona, so. And like a sticker shock, but we'll take care. Like you say, is 440, but we're running off repeaters that go from here all the way down to where you're at, and probably down farther, if I remember right. So they're all linked together. So I talk on one way up here, it shows south down there. So we thank all the people that do it. So KF8, Bravo, Delta, Tango, we're off and on the side. Take care.
KF8 Bravo Tango Delta. This is KF8 BPA. Bravo Papa Alpha. KF8 BPA listening and standing by.
Alright, why is the 2.6 off network? Alrighty, still in here, Donald?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. But, so, guess it wasn't too major, just somebody might have tripped over a cord and just needed to be plugged back in, I guess.
I don't know what was going on. It looks like a couple hours ago it connected back up, but it didn't connect back up. So I don't know what was going on. So I had to disconnect and reconnect. So it's frustrating because I got limited amount of ability and time, and if I don't know about these things, I get out driving. It's disappointing.
Yeah, I can copy that and understand everything else that's going on with work and everything. Yeah, sometimes you're just not fully aware. And but I mean, what I've heard on the radio today, I've heard a lot of people talking off of the West Bloomfield repeater. They were testing it and checking it. But I'm on my booth wing, and my booth wing doesn't tell me which repeater I'm on, so, or anything. It just gives me just a basic screen, so. Yep, I'm playing booth wing today.
Roger. All right, anyhow, yeah, so I'm going to run up here to 23 in Gratiot and get my car wash. I don't know why the car wash we have to go to is way the hell up here. But it is what it is. So I'm going to run up here and get the car hosed off and make a quick stop and then get some lunch. I don't know what. There's a lot of stuff up here, so I got a lot of choices. Anywho, didn't want to leave you hanging. I know we were talking there. I finally got things hooked back up. Now I'm going to focus on getting my running done.
I fully understand, you know, like I said, some things are more important, and, I have patience to wait, and I said I was going to stand by, and I did, so, but, so, yeah, 23 mile in Gratiot, yeah, that's not too far from Joe's place. She's off of 23 in Donner, so, in the subdivision I used to live in, when there was only, I think, 12, 16 homes built back in 1981, and now I can't even find my old house when I go see the sub. But anyway, yeah, so there's a lot of choices out there. And there's a Starbucks, too, on 23 as you need to get back to on the westbound 94 there off Gratiot. There's a Starbucks there. And so on and so forth. All right, well, enjoy your day, and I hope you find something good to eat, and, you know, get yourself ready for the excitement over the next couple of days, and hopefully no down system. W8RCY, we'll continue to be listening.
Well, I will say this radio is kind of marginal in the system. You're 100% you didn't drop, but it's got a lot of fry. So it's not doing as well as your other radios. All right, I will catch you later. If I think of it, I was in a hurry last night. I completely forgot about it. But if I think about it tonight, I'll swing by on the way home. I'll let you know. I leave the shop. If I think of it, I'll give you a call, and it takes me a half an hour to get from the shop to you, so plenty of time. Okay, pulling into the car wash. Got to pull some antennas down. What the hell is that? Yeah, they're doing the sign. Anyhow, stop it.
Copy that. W8RCY. We'll be listening later on as well.
Okie doke.
K-A-E-P-L listening. K-A-E-P-L listening.
What are you listening to?
W-8-M-Q.
K-A-E-P-L.
KFA Delta Charlie Zulu, CQ.
W8FU from N8NM.
K8RUH.
W8RCY from W8FU.
W8RCY listening.
I think technically you are answering, but I don't know. Maybe you just turned your radio on and coincidentally transmitted right after me. But anyhow, I'm about 25 minutes out, 30 minutes out. So I'll give you a call when I'm much closer. Maybe when I'm getting off the 11-mile road exit there.
Okie dokie. Message received. We'll see you in about 30 minutes. W8RCY.
W8RCY.
Mobile monitoring.
What are you monitoring?
Central Hills Tower. How's that one?
All I heard was cow now, brown cow. I'm sure that's not what you said.
I'm on the 500 repeater going to, where am I at here? Pontiac Trail, going through Commerce Township. Oh, I monitor their frequency all the time. Usually, I'm like you guys, so I just throw it out there.
Roger that. Oh, man.
Well, I was doing the same thing as many others were. So there you go. You're in good company.
Absolutely, the best company to have.
Thought I heard you talking with, who was it earlier? I'm not 100% sure. Was it Don? Yeah, I think you were talking to Don. Sounds like you had about 5-6 places you had to go to. Have you got through all of them, or still working your way through? Or because I know there has to be work at each of these locations, so it's not like you can just bop around from one to the next. You gotta actually do something when you get there.
Oh no, I'm all done. I'm actually, the last one was at 7 Mile Haggerty, which was supposed to be scheduled for Friday, but me and my coworker, we folded forward, did that today, got that done. Gave her some little key fobs to make her happy for the higher up, so they're thrilled as, you know, bees and honey. And now I'm just heading back to the office. And then tomorrow I gotta start early because then I have my planning commission meeting that I have to be at because it's a big old spiel. I'm supposed to be going back out to Kalamazoo on Thursday, but I'm not gonna do that in this weather. Move it to Friday, I think.
Yeah, even if we dodge the bullet, probably not. Very likely Kalamazoo is going to dodge the bullet.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. You know, but I got to get out there early because the problem that I have there, which is a 10-minute issue, has turned into the past couple times 6 hours. Or no, 3 hours. I leave about 3 o'clock. I'm like, dude, I'm out of here. It's 3 o'clock. You know, I got to ride home. And then I got a friend up in Saranac, so I go sit there and bounce into their place, hang there a little bit, eat a snack, fuel up, and then head back to the east side.
Sounds like you get out that way quite a bit. I have to keep that in mind if I ever find something in the marketplace in Grand Rapids. Say, oh, I'll have them stop by and pick it up. Just kidding.
No, just text me. Say, hey, I got this thing on the marketplace. Can you grab it for me? As long as it's not like, you know, a bandsaw or, you know, something that I got to pull up behind with a trailer. But if it's a small item, radio or something like that, yeah, I'll throw it in here and drop it off. No big deal. I'll just hit up Captain Don and give it to him, and then he can pass it off down to you.
There is something out that way that I'm going to be... I'm going to Muskegon first week of March, and if the guy still got it, I'm in no hurry, but if the guy still got it, I'm going to shoot him an offer, and if he accepts, I'm passing by,
such and such a date, this window, you can make it work and you can match my price, I'll get it. The guy's been sitting on the thing forever, so we'll see. That's going to be my, not even something I want for somebody else, but yeah, anyhow. I'll drive for a deal. Depends on how far. But a couple hours. I'll do it.
Good old thing, you walk a mile for a camel. Hell, I'll drive 300 miles for a radio.
See, I drove to, I can't remember the name of the town, but it was not terribly far from Cleveland. A little south, and just before Cleveland. Akron? I don't know. But I bought a Drake L7 amplifier a year or two ago. I just couldn't pass the deal up. Well worth the drive. And, oh man, bought a beam in Illinois once. 40 meter, two element beam. But there was a lot more to that trip. And I bought a complete Tentec station in Kalamazoo once, and I traded, actually. No, the other way around. I went out there for a Kenwood, I think it was a 950 SBX. There was something wrong with it, so drove right back out there and traded back.
Haven't done that yet, but I've been in Pontiac, and that's where I got my UV380, my TYT. I was in Pontiac, and the guy was up in Waterford, White Lake area, selling for like $60. Maybe a little bit more. I said, "Will you take this much?" He goes, "Sure." It was brand new in the box. He said he opened it up, charged it up, turned it on, and went, "I'm not going to mess with this," and then put it up on Marketplace. There are a couple others out on the west side. You know, but I want to get some more of those little UV5Rs so I could put GMRS in them for the family. But right now I am committed to Mr. Wally from my Motorola, and I got another guy that I got some older Elinco HTs that I still got to throw some money his way also.
I'll also check the pile, see if there's a UV5R or two here. So, you never know. I've got one in my hand.
Already, but I got it all programmed with Chirp. And then I got these older Elinco handhelds. I'm going to see if I can put GMRS on them. If I can, I'll order some batteries. But yeah, if you get a couple of the 5Rs, yeah, I'll grab them from you. I love radios. I got 30 Vertex Standards sitting in a bucket in my van right now. But those are VHF.
Roger. I heard Donald in there saying he's got a 5R. If I got one, it's in a box, and I've never played with one. Some of the leftover stuff, so I'll have to take a peek. I haven't been real motivated. The last of the stuff is pretty lowly stuff, nothing fancy. But anyhow, still making my way down Grosbeck, Donald. At Grosbeck and what? I don't even know here. This guy in front of me is driving me up the wall. Comet? So, hang out a ways. Yep.
Copy that. I'm already downstairs. Looking at just getting a different view of things. So, I'll be ready for you when you pull up.
But you didn't have to come down that early. All right. I'll be there, be getting on the freeway here in a bit, and I'll be just a few minutes out after that. All right, let you know.
If I stayed upstairs, I would have probably fallen asleep on the couch, so I came down here just for a change of venue, change of scenery, change of everything, get the legs moving, that, you know, forever walk down my hallway there, gets the blood pumping.
I know, you're cruising the complex for babes.
Well, there's not too many babes on the campus, but the ones on the campus have pretty good-looking daughters and granddaughters.
Where I was at yesterday, there were a lot of nice nurses. KCKJO.
All nurses are nice. Well, not really. I guess there could be. I guess there could be a crab apple nurse, but generally they're all real nice.
I had one that took me back, and I've been recovering. I'm like, she was kind of cute. My wife's like, what? I said, she was kind of cute. I said, what? Just because I'm married doesn't mean I can't look. I said, you look all the time, so let's not go there. But yeah, she was very pretty and very, very, very nice.
You should use the excuse I was under anesthesia and I didn't know what I was saying.
Yeah, that's when the truth comes out, though.
Well, believe it or not, it's that propofol, you know, that white stuff, you know, the happy knockout stuff. Yeah, after I come out of it, I'm in a very happy mood, so that's probably what happened.
Well, I usually either plead the fifth, take the fifth, or drink a fifth. And that was my excuse. And I know Sean would know former Judge Mary Sharnowski is a good friend of mine. She bought that line for me. She said, can I use that in court one day? And I said, yeah, go ahead. So it kind of works.
Well, my wife knows I have a thing for brunettes, so. And, you know, and of course Jennifer Aniston. She's got hers, I got mine. And Jennifer Aniston is one of my favorite. Her and Katrina Law.
Do you guys have a list?
Absolutely. Where do I start?
Well, the list is supposed to be a list of, you know, whatever, 3, 5, I think it's 5. You know, that they would get a pass. If Brad Pitt wanted to hook up with your wife, you'd have to just give her a pass.
I got a pass for Sandra Bullock, Katrina Law, Danica Patrick, Meg Ryan, Jennifer Aniston. Oh, there's a couple others. KCKJO.
I might still have Danica Patrick's phone number.
Hey, when you're playing the list game, you want to really pick off your wife, put the neighbor woman on it.
That would be a bad thing because one of them, she's 25 or 26, and she's a brunette, and she's very cute.
Yep, the list has to be unobtainable. It has to be absolutely just total fantasy land. If you put anything on there that's even remotely possible, even if it's just physically possible, but not, you know, actually possible, you can't do that. That's a no-no. So you go up to your wife and say, yeah, my list is Angelina Jolie, Meg Ryan, you know, Carmen Electra, and Jackie next door. You know, it's like, you're going to get the frying pan.
Oh, 100% agree. No, my wife likes it too. She says she's very cute. She is very, very sweet. Her friend is also very nice. As a matter of fact, we ended up on the week candy last year with them. And our dogs go after, you know, go crazy over their dogs. And they have a big, big, big German Shepherd. Now, I like where I live. I got such a... I actually made out when I moved in there. I have had great sets of neighbors next door on both sides, across the street, two doors down on one side, the neighbors behind me. You know, so I got quite a few good neighbors, and we all get together on Memorial Weekend and have a big barbecue. You know, just in our little section there. Oh, by the way, guys, how does the 500 sound? Because that's what I'm on right now, and I'm at Telegraph in Walton.
I mean, it sounds fine to me, and I am on it as well. I may or may not be into it sufficiently.
WASC Mobile.
Good afternoon, Nick. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, that is eastbound, and you're a little scratchy if you're into that machine. So. But, no, just heading home.
Sounds good. I switched back over to Warren. Got Tom and Donald in here, and I am turning off of, onto the Quinner, so I am about, 2-3 minutes away from Donald's, where I'm making a quick stop. Who gets it next? Donald?
Yeah, copy that. Like I said, I'm ready and waiting, so, you know, quick in, quick out. I just love it because I got vehicles going in all different directions out here. I got, you know, it's a one-way loop around, and I got two vehicles going one way and two going the other way. Now they're all looking at each other trying to figure out who's going to move first. It's one way for a reason, people.
Oh, and I stand corrected. I'm at Cesar Chavez and Telegraph. No, where am I? Somewhere over here. Oh, no. I can see the AT&T tower in Pontiac, so yeah, I'm on Dixie.
I am on the Richmond machine, so that should be pretty good because I'm just a stone's throw from it. So, but you sound good in that West Bloomfield machine. So, and Don, they're just going one way, but it just doesn't say which way they're going.
The wrong way. All right, anyhow, let me jump out of here for just a minute. I got a rendezvous here with Donald to pick up a mesh-tastic node. I'm turning off of the street into his complex here. I'll be right back. W8FU.
I got to order a couple of those still. I think ARP sent me something on that. Hey, CKJO. What's going on, Nick?
Yeah, not much there. Just motoring home. I had to stay at the office a couple minutes later than I wanted to. They had to reimage my machine today, and I bricked it yesterday doing an update. Got the black screen of death yesterday, and they had to come and reimage it, and I had to re-download everything and reset everything up. What a pain in the butt.
So, yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to get this tip call. Casey, can you?
So you didn't have to be mine.
Okay, I'm back for a few. So they're next. Apparently not. So there, Tom?
N8KPP.
There you go, PPing all over the place again.
Yes, sir. What are you up to? Been a minute since I talked to you. Things have been going very busy. Let's use that politically correct word at work.
Yeah, I've had a plateful this last week. Just a lot of little things that require a lot of attention. Nothing difficult or well, I got a couple of little things that are presenting a bit of a challenge, but just been busy. Busy work, busy. Sitting at home now and just trying to figure out what I want to eat. That's about it.
Yeah, well, our controller at our company retired, and she took a lot of things with her. I mean, nothing dishonest, but a lot of skill sets with her that nobody else knows how to do, and we've got checks bouncing, and we got all sorts of strange things happening, and the permissions, and, you know, you got to authorize payments and all that other stuff that you have to do after you get so big, and we don't have access to doing any of that stuff, and she was nice, but she said when she retires, and she walked out that door, and she doesn't answer the phone, she doesn't do anything, so it was kind of cute. I mean, it was a good separation and everything else, but she told my senior partner that, you know, for a year, you better start paying attention to this stuff, you better start paying, and he never did. So we're paying for it now, and so it's been stressful.
They should have found a replacement and had them work on getting trained, but have you thought about, I'm sure you got to be searching for a replacement, right? You get the right person, they'll come in and they'll get things right, but, you know, they'll have to learn your systems, obviously, but got to find somebody, but you do got to keep things on the straight and narrow while you're in the search process.
Yeah, and we hired two people to replace one people, and two people just don't have it, you know. I mean, they're relatively young. They don't even own a house yet. Neither one of them are married. You know, none of the responsibilities that you and I had to go through or anything else like that, you know. So there's not even a basic concept there. So we're struggling with that. And, yeah, I agree. We need to get rid of the younger people and pay somebody that, you know, does that stuff, you know, i.e. a company controller. I mean, we're a fairly big company, and it's weird, and, I mean, it's like, okay, the president of the company, you know, 80% of it, you know, he can't even authorize checks because they say he's not on the list, and he never cared about any of that stuff, and it's like, okay, Steve, he warned us.
Yep, well, that's the reality. You're going to have to do that, so, but, I don't know how long she was with you, but, you know, that, of course, is how it happens. We had some, you know, we lost one gal that was, I mean, she pretty much ran the show, and when she left, this was way back, she was the current, you know, the guy that ran the shop, you know, it was his right-hand gal, and the new regime didn't, you know, have a rapport with her, like, she had... You know, she was the previous guy that ran the joint's darling. You know, he couldn't think any higher, you know, ever and all that, and knew what she did and what she brought to the table. And then when the new management came in, she was just another, you know, number in that, and that rubbed her the wrong way, and it went back and forth for a little bit, you know, and she tried to stay under the new regime, but she just finally left in frustration. It's like, it's a combination thing. She has to understand that she had a special rapport with, you know, the previous, you know, management, you know, and the management had to realize that she had certain, you know, skills and stuff. It just, that stuff dies, you know, with all that, and probably for the better, you know. But she was fantastic. I mean, she really, you know, we used to joke she ran the place. That's not far from the truth. And then, you know, and then she had somebody she was working with and training younger that would have, should have, could have, you know, taken over. But she ended up leaving, too. They just, they all retired, you know, and when the kids got older and they retired down to Florida. So that didn't work out. So then we struggled for a while trying to find somebody, you know, capable of coming in and, you know, figuring everything out because it was just a job, you know, and it's like no... nothing. And then I had one, I got lucky as hell. I had somebody that needed the benefits, right? You know, they were way overqualified and, you know, had an MBA in business and she was just fantastic and came in and just, I was like in heaven. This was like, oh my God. You know, but of course it was short lived. She was, you know, long story, you know, but, she, well, not short-lived, but she eventually, you knew that her skills were going to take her other places. And when certain things fell into place for her, of course, she's still with us, but not with my office. So, and, you know, it's, I still talk to her periodically, but she's moved on to bigger and better and more lucrative things, which understandably, you know, she, you know, I was lucky to have her for when I did. So it's just, it's tough, man, to find somebody and get the, you know, get the rapport and all that stuff. So you're gonna probably struggle with it. You're gonna have to find a way to make that work. And maybe somebody a little older, you know, maybe wants to do something, you know, retired from some big, you know, big highfalutin thing, wants maybe do something a little bit closer to home or more convenient. You find somebody that where the circumstances, you know, match their lifestyle or something, make some sort of a, you know, hold on. I was really gabbing there. I don't know. I have any idea if I timed out or not. But, you know, find somebody that, you know, has some sort of incentive for working, you know, at that, your particular place.
Yeah. Well, you know, she was 25 years. So, and I mean, and everything was good. And we, you know, we knew this day was coming. I mean, it was like, you know, she kept saying it was coming. And, you know, and the other thing, too, you know, is her, she probably would have stayed another year, but her husband was a couple years older, and he'd been at home alone, you know, for a couple years, and he's, you know, still very healthy, still very active, still very everything, and, you know, and he wanted to go. So last year, he bought a travel trailer and a brand-new pickup truck and a house up north. And, you know, we all kept telling our partner, you know, okay, Stevie, you know, she's moving, she's going. And I think he was in a state of denial. I just still think he's in a state of denial. And right just before Christmas, she retired, and he grabbed her and sold their house and put her in that travel trailer, and they're out in Arizona or somewhere over there. I think it's Arizona, whatever, somewhere southwest. And they're going to stay there until the weather breaks, and then they're going to come back and go northern Michigan. So I have a feeling that that travel trailer is going to get a lot of miles on it. You know, I mean, it's going to go, you know, like, what do we call them, snowbirds? He wanted to become a snowbird, and I have a good feeling that he's a snowbird. So, which is fine. I don't blame him, you know. You sit at home alone, well, somebody else, your partner, is still working. It gets kind of old. So she was catching it at home, too, you know. So, and like I said, everything was just, you know, different. And of course, you know, 25 years, she had her name, and like I said, nothing dishonest, but she had her name and her power on everything. And I mean, you know, none of us, like, my name's not on very much, and so, like, I can't just pick up the phone and say, okay, just transfer the money. It's like, well, where's Ruth Ann? It's like, oh my God.
Well, just, you've got to make sure that the partner doesn't bury his head in the sand and let things go from, you know, get out of hand. You just got to make sure you get a grasp on it before it gets out of hand. So, well, I'm sure you'll work it out. So, but you got to find somebody, right? That's the key.
Yep, that's the key. So,
And I think for what we're paying the two, we can finance somebody. So,
yeah.
So, it'll all work out. He won't bury his head in the sand. I'm more worried about him having some sort of breakdown, you know. I mean, this is the most stress. I've known this guy for 37 years. Him and I have been partners. And I'm more worried. This is the most stressed I've ever seen him. And we've been through a lot of tough times over the years when this company first started up and everything else, because, you know, I was one of the founders. And I've been with them, you know, long, long, long time. And he just looks stressed. I mean, it's just like we've had stress, but we were always able to go golfing or bar hopping or something like that to, you know, just put it out of our mind and deal with it the next day. This is different. This is weird. So hopefully we'll get through it. Enough of whining. So have you heard anything more about the snow forecast? Are they still calling for a foot?
Hello, Steve. Well, I'd be lying if I said I don't pay attention. Normally I don't, but this one I've kind of heard a few things about. I think they're talking about, I heard 6 inches and somebody said 7 earlier. But maybe Steve has some updates for us. Go ahead, sir, and then pass it over to Wally.
Now, excuse me. Now, that's exactly what I've heard. I think it was like 5 to 7 on one station, 4 to 6 on the other, something like that. Hey, thanks for letting me bust in here. If you could, I don't know if you remember, Sean, but a couple years ago I was on this radio and you told me it had terrible audio. And just kind of curious if it still has terrible audio because I did something.
Well, I don't know how terrible it was, but it ain't great now. It's thin and narrow and a little low. Maybe if there was more of it, it wouldn't be as bad, but there's not enough of it, and it's kind of real midi. You know, it doesn't have a lot of low or high. So I wouldn't, not my favorite. And with the low level, it's making it a little bit of a challenge to hear.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. I will keep at it then. I guess I'll have to pull this thing out of the car. Anyhow, I heard you guys out here and figured I'd jump in and see if I made any progress. And, of course, I did. So, back into the house. Catch you later. N8NM. Go ahead, Wally.
Before you go, what kind of radio do you have?
Oh, what is this piece of junk? It's QYT. I forget the model number, but it's one of those $100 Chinese special dual band mobiles.
I'm no audiophile, you know. It's more of Sean's profession than any of ours, but I would check and it's kind of like a crappy smart-ass response, but I'm going to say it anyways. It almost sounds like you got it set on the narrow setting, like the 12.5 kilohertz versus the 25. What do you think, Sean? And it could be.
Could be. I don't know. Nothing. Not real sure on this one because there's a frequency response issue going on, which may or may not manifest in a narrow. But it could be. I would check that. I mean, you never know.
Roger. Scrolling through the memories now. Pretty sure I've got that correct. Problem, I think, is more a mechanical one. I mean, the gain's probably down a little bit from what you're saying, but the sound quality of it, it's got to pass through this tunnel, this hole that's like 3/8 of an inch before it gets to the mic cartridge in there. And the thing I tried today is just kind of boring that out a little bit. I read a little bit on the internet. Somebody said that made a difference for them. But anyhow, I'm cold. I'm going in. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. N8NM.
Right, and I will say that it sounds like you've been speaking up since the first time you came in, and that does make a considerable difference. It's you know, we can live with it, you know, when you speak up. So if you had more of it, we would say, it's not your best sound, but we could live with it. So if you were to just get the audio gain up a little bit and get a little bit more of it, you could live with it. I mean, again, I know you can sound better, but there's that. All right. L'Etoir, I'm sure it's cold. Knowing you, you're out there in, you know, shorts and flip-flops. W8FU.
All right. Well, I'm in the driveway, but I'm warm because I left the motor idle. And, Sean, your radio sounds fantastic. I don't know what you're on, but it sounds really good, so... With that, I'm going to let you go, and I will chat with you a little bit later. NA KPP, clear after yours.
Okie doke. Yeah, this is the Yaesu 400. And of course, it depends on what repeater you're listening to. So, you know, I may sound good. You know, I may sound fantastic coming out of one, and I may not sound as great coming out on the other. You know, so... But I've never had any big complaints with this one. It seems to be doing pretty good. All my ACs, FM rigs, big fan. I don't like their HF equipment, but I am a big fan of their FM mobiles. All right, catch you later. I've got to get to dinner, figure out what we're doing before it gets too late, too dark, too cold, and I get lazy and open a can of SpaghettiOs. W8FU.
Later, Gator. Real quick, is that a Fusion radio, C4FM?
Yes, it is.
We will have to chat on one of those channels someday soon. Later, NAKPP.
WNFU.
I'll give either one of you a good deal on an SCM 500.
Great radio, but I got to sell one. I've got a 200, a 400, and a 500, and I got to keep two and get rid of one. I don't need three.
I will talk to you a little bit later about one, because all I have is handheld, and I really don't have anything to speak of for VHF, and the ARPS is kind of like plans on going to VHF, so we'll chat later. I'm going in. NAKPP.
Well, Dakota, before I jump out here to dinner plans, hold on, make sure I had it. Okay, news, because you were, I know you sold the 5100, and then you were keeping the 500, but now you're selling the 500. So, just curious, just something changed.
Issue still persists, put in the voltage stabilizer, still persists, cannot pinpoint it even after the vehicle is warm, still inconsistent, $300 for a new head, so I'm literally just going to sell this one and buy another one, because DX Engineering won't do anything, and Yaesu just said send it back in at your expense, so, yeah, kind of at my wit's end, because it's to the point where the noise it's making now, like, it's so high-pitched it hurts my ears.
That is crazy. Can you tell where it's coming from? Can you tell if it's coming from the speaker in the head or the speaker in the trunk? You know, I don't know where yours is mounted. It's, you know, like in the case of my radio, I have a speaker under my seat coming from the trunk unit, which is buried in the back, and then I have the head, and there's a couple of ways you can set it up. You can listen to one, the other, or both, and they got this mode you can listen to them in, and I'm just curious. You know, do you know which one it's coming from?
It undoubtedly comes from the head. The main unit's under the passenger seat, and I could barely hear it. And I was able to get it on the bench, plug in an external speaker, and the main body speaker sound fine, and the external speaker sounded fine. And then as soon as I disconnected the external speaker, because that's the only way you can mute the head speaker is to have an external speaker, the issue or the noise came back. So undoubtedly something wrong with the head. Does it on the bench, does it with a short cable, does it with a factory cable, does it with an aftermarket cable. So I tried everything, and it's kind of just, I'm so frustrated. I love the radio, and it's just like, can't even enjoy it because it's got such annoying noises coming out of it.
Roger, well, I am sorry for that. Man, I'd love to check that out sometime before you, I'm assuming you don't have anything else to toss in the truck there, so you're running around with it, so we'll have to see if I can. I would love to see that or hear it sometime, just to know what we're talking about. Ah, well.
It's easy to replicate, so say when. I'll show you.
All righty. All right, well, I don't mean to cut you short or nothing like that, but like I was, I've been trying to get out of here so we can make some dinner plans. And how'd the birthday girl, how'd everything go?
No, I know. I didn't mean to keep you. My bad. Go get your dinner. And we had a good time. She had a good birthday. And all's good. So appreciate you asking.
All right. Very cool. All right. We'll catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Sounds good. Enjoy your dinner. NADVF.
W8EAP. Hey, Dakota, are you still in there? Well, everybody took off quick. W8EAP clear.
W8EAP, NADVF.
W-A-D-A-D.
UGQ mobile monitoring. This is KAA-UGQ listening.
Hey, Mayville, you out there? WSUA 42.
KFA BOT, I'm out here in Holly monitoring.
Oh, sorry, wrong system. This is Kilo Charlie 8, I'll be in for Papa. I just happened to look down at my screen. So, the whole GMRS system went dead. I was wondering about that. We got a nice queue song going on. Go ahead, Holly.
Yeah, there's a lot of unique things happening on the bands right now with this weather coming in.
Yeah, it's been taking up a lot of HTML code too. I tell you what, it's so cold that the HTML code changed on a lot of sites. But, yeah. What'd you say your call sign again was?
Kilo Fox 8, Bravo Oscar Tango, from Holly.
This is Kilo Charlie Delta Uniform Papa. Alright, yeah, I'm going to run some experiments. We got an antenna 55 feet in the air, and I was swinging through the channel, so I thought I hit the right one, but I got semen all over my radio, so I got to figure out which one's the GMR semen.
Copy that. Good luck. This is KF8BOT.
Gotcha. Thanks, Bob. Kilo Charlie Delta Uniform Papa.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's actually only showing 16 miles as of right now, and I do have a fix finally. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're closer than I thought, but you're still very far. I guess those toes got it made, don't they?
K-A-W-U-O. I'm on my way home, a little bit bored. Monitoring.
For a minute there, any over here.
Any WOT?
What's up?
Not too much. How was your day?
Really.
Anything interesting?
Well, I got all the paperwork around. I had an appointment for SOS yesterday to transfer the title to me. So I got that done this morning first thing. Then I went down to the farm gas station and got some diesel fuel because they can buy it tax-free there, you know, for farm use. So I think I got 20 gallons of diesel fuel there. Then I brought that back and I loaded up 4 or 5 gallon gas cans, and I headed off to Lansing. I went to Kroger's, I went to Sam's, I went to Sam's gas station, filled up all the cans in the trunk of the car, managed to break off the vent on one of them that I overfilled, and you know what happens then, just gas all over me, so my car smells like gas, and I smell like gas.
We went shopping at Habitat for Humanity, didn't buy nothing there. Went to the hospital to check on my neighbor, and nobody knew what was going on, so I, of course, me being me, I went and tracked a nurse down and said, hey, you know, what's the deal with Dana? You guys keeping him another night or what? I said, I'm his ride, so, you know, if you got to go home, let me know now. So a couple of minutes later, a doctor showed up and says, well, we wanted to fit him with a heart monitor here today, but we can't get our hands on one. So we're going to have him show back up to the cardiologist tomorrow. So you might as well go ahead and let him, you know, we'll just go ahead and pull his IVs and stuff and release him to you, and you can take him home. He's got an appointment at the VA in Jackson tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So hopefully you can find somebody to take him there because I've got other plans.
I didn't realize there was a VA clinic in Jackson. It's either, for me, it's either Ann Arbor or Battle Creek.
Yeah, the Battle Creek one is associated with the Lansing one. I think the Ann Arbor one is associated with the Jackson one.
Well, the Lansing clinic is just a clinic. Ann Arbor and Battle Creek are big hospitals. But anyway, whatever. But it's all far enough away. Well, Jackson's not too bad, I guess. We can do something for him there. But it's, for me, it's, since it's more than, I can't remember what the limit was, 50 miles or something, they'll let you do community care, which is, you know, pick somebody local.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting into his medical stuff. You know how that is. Well, I can go by what he tells me and what I hear from NHGW Jeff. He says he goes to the clinic in Lansing, which is associated with the one in Kalamazoo. So they go to different clinics. Okay. Just like normally, they say, I was told that the VA usually goes to Sparrow. They don't normally go to McLaren.
Yeah, I never tried going to McLaren, but I don't know. Is Jackson closer to you than South Lansing?
Oh, no. South Lansing by far. But
I wonder why I picked the Jackson Clinic. The Lansing Clinic's actually pretty nice.
I don't know. How do I say this? He's got some, you know, he's got his oddities. You know, every one of us do. I don't fault him for it in any way, but, you know, I've asked the same questions.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh well, I'm sure they'll figure something out for him.
I'm just glad McLaren didn't take the same approach as Sparrow and say, you know, go home and, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, they said, no, there's something wrong with you and we need to figure out what this is, you know.
Well, maybe he'll wind up with a, you know, a local deal. Maybe the Jackson Clinic will send him to a more local hospital than Ann Arbor. But he should be able to pick something local, even a Jackson hospital or a Jackson cardiologist.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll all figure it all out tomorrow. I got a funny feeling he'll just end up with a cardiologist out of McLaren. It's actually not that far from us, you know. Or it could be just because I've been there so much the last year.
Yeah, true.
Oh, it was funny, though, because we got ready to leave. He said, you know, he wanted to stop and thank every one of the nurses, you know, for treating him the way they did. You know, That was one of the things, that the worst things he complained about Sparrow is, you know, he said they didn't have any bedside manner there, you know.
You know, we've never had that much of a problem at Sparrow, but I'm sure there's good people and bad people everywhere.
I think they're just overwhelmed right now because of the flu.
Yeah, that could be. Seems like everybody's getting it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I take a handful of vitamins every day.
Yeah, me too. I take quite a big load of vitamin D and vitamin C every day.
I put 10 gallons of gas in the tractor. If we're going to get a snowstorm, I want to be ready for it. I don't want to have to stand out there and dump it in it. You know, the tractor's inside of a tent, but, you know, it's still cold outside.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they changed the forecast. Still 4 to 6 inches here.
Yeah. Well, it's Michigan. Let us know, let us know, let us know.
They did upgrade the forecast, though. Probability of 6 to 10 inches is 49%. 3 to 6 inches is 45%.
Well, I'll be ready for it no matter what happens, whether it's to go plant it or to go plow it. I'm already reclined in my lazy chair. You know, actually one of the couches I took over from my lazy chair tonight. Just kind of kicked back.
Yeah, we're doing our usual thing. Karen's actually working on a jigsaw puzzle at her work table.
Yeah, of course, you know, I had to carry in everything I bought from Sam's and everything I bought from Kroger's and everything. And the kid was decent enough to help take care of that. You know, I took care of a little bit, she took care of the rest of it. But it was just busy, you know. Nothing real hard, just busy work.
I had a really not very interesting day today, just work stuff. I had to finish updating some drawings.
Yeah, I talked to Leo. He was supposed to be in Wisconsin for 3 days. But because of this pending snowstorm, he's coming back tonight. He'll be home in the wee hours of the morning. He says there's no point in him staying out there. All the work that he has to do is outside. And he says, I'm not working outside in a snowstorm.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
You know, he's one of those people, he's always got his fingers up to something to raise money. So, you know, even when he isn't working, he's working.
Yeah, good for him. I used to have the energy for that kind of stuff, but not anymore. I'm pretty picky about my little side projects now.
Yeah, I get it.
Tomorrow I got to start testing those coils. Going to have to buckle down and go through and run them all through their paces. I got a bunch of shipments today of coils and connectors and stuff, but they want the full shebang, so I'm going to be busy the next couple of days.
Well, you know, you'll have the weather to do it.
Yeah, it is good weather for that.
Don't worry about the south half of Lansing that you're going to wipe out with your spark gap generator.
Well, this is a lot cleaner. I'm using not using a spark gap for this. I'm using a Zener stack. So that way I can calculate the energy. Because if you fix the voltage, which I'm running a stack of Zeners that make up 840 volts, you just measure the current, then you'll know how much energy the coil's producing.
why they pay you the big bucks.
I got that new oscilloscope. It's really nice. I can actually, it has an Ethernet port on it, connects to the local network with an embedded, it has its own embedded web server, so you can view everything on the scope and control it remotely, like from a phone, tablet, or other computer connected to the network. Pretty nice.
This is bad. I have to have some of my feet down. So when it talks about these electric recliners, you're at their speed, you know. It really sucks if you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, Sharon just said, tell me about it.
Hey, Warden, you want to talk? Are you listening to your radio tonight?
Actually, I'm listening to you, listening to the radio, and eating what I packed in my bag today that I never got to eat.
Hey, Carrie, how's it going?
Well, I'm getting a good workout this week. Does that count?
I guess that depends. Are you liking it?
No, I had a job that before I did my job change that the stabilizer was running so fast you had to fill it every 20 minutes. So yeah, it's running up and down, you know, 30 steps every 20 minutes. But yeah, I went to the new job thinking I was going to have an easier night, but nope. So I always tell them I'm only there for 8 hours.
Well, that's good exercise. I bet you're in pretty good shape.
Well, I don't know about that, but I can go up and down those steps with no problem. I'll take that back, Lance. It probably does keep me in better shape than what if I wasn't doing it.
I'm sure that's kind of one of the drawbacks of working at home. We hardly get any exercise. And we got a treadmill here behind our recliners that almost never gets used. I mean, it hasn't been turned on probably in 5 years, and we both ought to be on it.
The treadmill at our house gets used every hour.
Adriana, probably.
She's on it for hours, a couple times a day.
Wiping out Mike's stuff.
Air treadmill writes out my radio.
Speed control, a bit noisy in it, huh?
Yeah. I should have her bring it down here one of these days and plug it in down here so I can watch it, what it's doing, you know, and operate it at the same time.
Yeah, what I take for my lunch every day is an apple and some crackers. Rocky don't like the big apples, so I take them to work, and then he likes the little ones.
So you don't cut them up, you just get the whole apple and manages to get her done?
Yep, I just put the apple on the counter and put him on the counter, and he goes to town on it. He's really not a big fan of grapes, I've discovered. Unless they're really sweet, and lately I taste test them at the store, and ain't none of them been really sweet lately. They're sour, he won't eat them. So his big thing has been pineapple and apples.
What kind of apples you guys normally get?
Usually whatever the kid buys. I think she buys Gayloft, but personally my favorite are the Macintosh. I like the softer apples. I'll eat any apple, but my preference is the softer ones.
Yeah, we kind of like the crisper ones. We found that these Myers has these cosmic crisp apples that are they're pretty crisp and they're super sweet. It's delicious.
You know, I thought about buying a bag of them, I don't know, a couple weeks ago at Myers, but I thought, I don't know what they taste like, you know, so I did not. Well, now I know. Yeah, I'm not really that anal on apples, but I like them all. I wait for the apple tree down the road from us to get ripe, and I'll go down there and pick a bunch of them. They're pretty nice. They have apple trees and peach trees and a pear tree.
You might want to try these Cosmic Crisps sometime. They are reminiscent of a grape taste to me. So they taste like really, kind of like really sweet grapes. There's that flavor in there.
I'll have to pick some up and try them then.
Yeah, apple is usually one of my late night snacks. It'll either be some pudding, apple, once in a while some ice cream.
I'm going to ask you a question. What kind of ice cream do you buy?
Get the Meyer Purple Cow stuff because it's affordable. And my favorite is I like the mint chocolate chip or black cherry. Those are my two staples. Sharon likes just about anything that's loaded with chocolate, caramel, or peanut butter.
I just wondered. I discovered I can't eat the Kroger brand for some reason. I'll eat it, and it gives me a very upset stomach after the fact. So, yeah, some of the Meyer, but I don't think I've had a problem with the Purple Cow. That's why I was asking you. Some of those ice creams anymore just have not been agreeing with me.
We have no issue with the Purple Cow. It's kind of our go-to for, I mean, it's affordable, so, you know, it's okay with us.
Yeah, I'm not real, normally if I buy ice cream, well, Mike's a mint chocolate chip person, so are some of the grandkids. He likes Moose Tracks, that's his other favorite. Me, I kind of stick to plain vanilla, strawberry, you know.
Yeah, I'm good with those two. Recently we got a plain, Sharon got a, they were out of her usual, she got a plain vanilla bean. It was delicious vanilla ice cream.
Yep, I like that too. But yeah, if I get vanilla, then it usually means I'm dumping some strawberries or something on it. Or I'll have that little jar of caramel, so I like caramel too.
Yeah, we do that. We'll dump chocolate or caramel on there and crush up some peanuts to put on there too sometimes.
Yeah, we really don't eat as much ice cream as we probably used to. For years we ate a lot, but I think as we've been aging, we've been slowing down a lot on that. I haven't seen Mike eat ice cream in geez, old Pete. Probably not, I can't even say that. I'd say since we went to a between type thing, but we went to the one in Holt there, and it melted before he even could eat the whole ice cream cone. He ended up throwing it away.
I like the cones. I can't think of what they're called from time to time, but lately they haven't been that good.
Which place in Holt? We go to the Gary Dan's in Holt there on Cedar. We like the flurries. I usually get a banana and strawberry flurry.
Yeah, it's the same one we go to.
Yeah, you got the ice cream cone, vanilla, then you got where they put their hardened chocolate on the top of it, and it ended up melting before you could even eat it.
There's a twist dipped.
How you doing, Mike? N8OCX.
I'm doing fine, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. Long time no hear.
Yeah, we're usually on here every night about this time. My wife's on her way home from work, and Lance is on the south end of Lansing. He usually jumps in there. Rough year, but we're all still here.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw you was at the swap in Lansing, and I don't know if they're even, I don't think they're having them anymore.
I don't know. I haven't went to one in a couple of years in Lansing. I like to go to them just to support them, but, you know, at a certain point it just gets redundant to go.
Okay, understood. All right, I don't want to hold you up there. Let's just get back to your wife there. And just heard you out there and said, wow, that's Mikey out there. N8OBU, N8OCA. I'll catch you later.
All right, Mike. Nice to hear you. You got to jump in there more often. N8OBU.
I ain't got to run off. Ain't that a big deal to me.
Yeah, I picked up this Kenwood PS2000. I had to fix it, but it's pretty nice. We got all the bands I need on it.
Oh, cool. Maybe I'll hear you on HF sometime. I got a full wave loop up for 160, so I'm usually on 1906.
Yeah, I usually get on 75 on right around 3850, and there's another net that I get on at 3952
at 8 o'clock. Oh, cool. I'll have those around for you.
Yeah, was there someone else out there besides your wife?
Yeah, NAWOT here. I was just letting you guys reminisce.
Hey, Mike, have you ever ran any of those ACC controllers?
I got a Linkcom. I think that they took over ACC. I don't know.
Yeah, I picked up one a year or so ago, and I haven't got it on the air yet, but, yeah, I started putting my repeater back online again, but it's been a while. I haven't played around with it, but right now I'm on trying to recover from ankle surgery, so hopefully I get back to work in a couple weeks.
Sorry to hear you injured your ankle. Yeah, I'm retired. I mean, yeah, I'm retired. I'm retired, so. I stay more than busy, though.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I see all the links you guys got out there. But, yeah, I'll probably get the 440 back online at some point. I had it up here, but it's not a lot of power. you know, I'm between Owosso and Perry now, so. Anyways, this antenna right now that I'm running off is basically on my front porch.
It's working good for you.
Yeah, I think the conditions are pretty good tonight. At some point I'll get another, or get this one probably up higher, but just playing around with some different things this late summer, so. Anyways, this TS-2000, I fixed that. Boards I had to replace, and then there was some keys on the final for the HF area, but pretty nice rig. I just bought another one, so we'll get that in and see how that goes.
Yeah, I think I still got four left.
Yeah, I got too many rigs.
Well, each one of the repeaters has got a TS-2000 for a remote base. So, then I got one on the bench in the repeater shed, and I got one on the bench in the house. So, that's four. That's enough.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's a pretty nice rig. I'm surprised. You know, you can't really adjust too much. It's all software-based.
Yeah, but with a controller and macros, you can write the computer commands and run them in through the CAT tuning on the back, so you can really control every function on the front of the radio with an HT.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
It's my favorite go-to radio. For any HF rig, I run in a non. I got a non and a dual LDMOS amplifier. I can do legal limit on any of the bands.
Yeah, there you go. Is that some of those new IC-based amps?
Yeah, I bought it when it was a kit before they started going up in price. I think I paid a lot for mine when I bought it. It was like $2,800. But I think they're up to like $4,800 now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've just been running barefoot on most of my frequencies, at least for now, because I'm downstairs. I ran some wires to my ham shack and just so I could get through the surgery time. And yeah, I picked this up along the way and then fixed it, but it'll... Got quite a few other Kenwoods, the 940s. I got a couple of, actually three of those that I was playing around with. Those are pretty nice, but this one's kind of really nice because it's got all the other bands on it as well. An 802 ID. Yeah, I remember Mike back in, gosh, I don't even know how long ago it was, but back when we were still on 11 meter, talked about going in and getting our ham license back when the code dropped, so, man, that's been a long time.
You make me feel old.
Yeah, I know. I gotta work till I'm 67. I'm 62 right now, so I got a little ways yet.
Sorry, having a conversation with wife. I moved that day up in my brain to tomorrow, it's the 13th.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I don't know how much we're going to get. I guess we'll find out, but I can't shovel it or anything. The wife's doing all the work there.
Yeah. I got a little Ford tractor with a blade on the front and a blade on the back. I'll probably do about half the neighborhood.
Yeah, I got a old 2000 that I got a blade for it. I haven't put it on there this season yet, but it's kind of too late for that. But, well, we'll see how it goes. And don't know if we're going to get much more after Saturday, I guess, so see how that goes. Try to get by so I can get back out on my keys and get that blade back on the truck and go from there. But yeah, I usually go, I'm like 600 feet off the road, plus there's another 75 feet from the main drive to my house. I keep that plowed out typically, and then see, now we're on a dirt road. I usually go up to the main road and come down the dirt road and clear that out as well, but again, I won't be able to do that this time.
Yeah, I got two little Kubota diesels, one with a blade on it, one with a blower on it. So I got, like I said, this year I picked up a Ford 3000. I've got an 8N too, but I've got a little Ford 3000, you know, three-cylinder gas, with a blade on the front and a blade on the back with loaded tires. It needs chains. It'll do okay, but it needs chains. If you get on any ice, it just sits there, laughs at you.
Oh yeah, yeah. I guess it's an 8N. I thought it was a 9N, but it's pretty tired tractor. But I got a blade for that. But yeah, I was just thinking, stay without chains. I can't do anything with that. But I just use the four-wheel drive with the blade. That does a pretty good job. But anyways, well, I'll let you go, Mike, and good talking to you. And I'll listen around for you again. I'm gonna be out there this time of night. I'm usually not doing too much. So, thanks again, have a great night, and we'll talk another time, 7-3, NATO-BU and NATO-CA.
All right, yeah, sorry to keep playing out of there. Take care. Yeah, like I said, wife gets out of work around 11, so usually I'm out here around then. Take care. I try to keep it on during the day, too, but it doesn't always work out. NATO-BU.
NAWOT. Okay, Mike. I know Carrie must be home. I'll let you guys enjoy your evening. Hope you have a good one. I'll be talking to you tomorrow, I'm sure. NAWOT, clear.
Yep. She got me back on track now. I'm not a day off. NAWOT.